There's Ebola, a strike, and an evacuation in Sierra Leone. You may need a nudge as disaster overload hits. And it's the final part of our series on deaf outreach. These stories and more coming up on Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. In Sierra Leone, Ebola burial teams went on strike this week over delays in hazard pay. Ebola victims were left in the streets. Bodies are still infectious, so the potential for spreading the virus is pretty high. Christian Reform World Mission's Ron Geerling says the virus hasn't directly hit the town where they have staff, but it is in the region.
The missionary families that have been serving in Sierra Leone for the last 6 years or more are actually from Nigeria. And they have said that they would like to get their families out of the situation at this time, and we are trying to facilitate that later this week.
Geerlings admits they are scaling back in West Africa, but
at the same time that we are reducing outside missionary staff, we are increasing the response training program and trying to raise additional funds for these unexpected costs.
CRWM partners with World Renew in this effort. Ask God to protect the teams responding in the name of Christ. There's more at our website. Next, churches in Egypt, damaged by last year's Muslim Brotherhood attacks, are entering the final stages of reconstruction. Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, reports everything should be finished by June 2015. Despite last year's vicious attacks, Egyptian believers are determined to keep on loving their neighbors. Find out how you can help them stand strong through Sat7 at missionnetworknews.org. This is Mission Network News. Well, this is the age of disaster overload. Every day you hear about famine, war, destruction, disease. You're probably wondering how you can make a difference. Well, Global Aid Network, or GAIN USA, is offering a way that you can get involved. Twice a year, they host events at their Pennsylvania warehouse where volunteers pack humanitarian aid. It gets sent to workers serving in some of the most difficult regions in the name of Christ. Sound like something you might want to do? Check out our website for links and where to do it. Meanwhile, we're wrapping up our mini-series about reaching the deaf for Christ. Rob Myers of Deaf Opportunity Outreach, or DOOR, says there are three ways you can help mission groups with this type of focus.
Continue to pray. This is a huge work among a huge people group, and we need prayers. If you have a deaf relative or someone that you know who is deaf, there are currently resources available for them through the mobile app Deaf Bible.
Faith Comes By Hearing supports the ministry of Deaf Bible, which also works with DOOR. As you get full details at our website, pray the world's deaf community would finally get access to the gospel.
When a person like that finally comes to understand that God has a plan for them, when you see their eyes light up and they begin to see their value and they begin to see who he's created them to be, that transformation is amazing to watch.
And do you worry about what your child sees and hears, especially when they're watching TV or surfing the web? Well, Terry Ritchie of Keys for Kids says they want to provide a safe place for your child.
Our ministry has done that for 73 years, and there's a great need, especially right now, for parents to be able to push that button and know for sure that there's not going to be anything on that radio station that is going to be something they don't want their kids to hear.
Keys for Kids is launching an internet radio station later this month with safe and valuable content.
Everything we do is based around the gospel of Jesus Christ, and the opportunity to tell children about that, it seems like the window is closing a little bit because of all the other entertainment that's available to children. But children love stories.
It's through these stories that your kids will engage the Word to learn more about Christ. Keys for Kids is asking you to pray for them as they prep for the launch. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. For a gift of any amount, MNN is now offering the new book, Cross in the Shadow of the Crescent by Erwin Lutzer. This book will help you better understand Islam so you can pray and be better equipped to interact with Muslims around you. Get Cross in the Shadow of the Crescent at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Gilbert.